Good morning, my boss. I'm Pastor Good Bays. Continuing with the protective effect of Torah. Just as in the end of Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Gaon introduced us to the two modes of Duchura v'Nukva, Zachor Nekeva, the Dalet in Aramaic, often will just correspond to the Zayin in Lashon HaKodesh, and it's basically the same Shoresh, the same word otherwise, with the Aleph ending. In Hebrew it's Melech, and in Aramaic it's Malka. Duchura v'Nukva. So just as in Pasuk Yud Aleph, we encountered these two modalities, with Duchura representing what's Mispashet Yoser, Zohar represents what is mispashet, what spreads, and Nukva Nekeva, what's more internal. So the Yetzirah also functions in both of those modalities. V'heim so ta'avoni v'kasoni. So recall that earlier we also were introduced to the fact that there's two types of Yetzirah. There's the Yetzirah of Taiva, and then there's the Yetzirah of Kas. The Kas being that which corresponds to Zohar, it's something that overflows, right? That's something that can't be contained. V'heim so ta'avoni v'ka'asoni. V'hatov, I don't know. It's written in a very challenging way. I'm not sure why it's written this way. But v'hatov hu garua min hara. So what in the world does that mean? V'hatov hu garua min hara. But it's clear in context that what it means is that ra, that masquerades as tov, is worse than Ra that doesn't posture, than Ra that presents itself for what it is. And that's what it means. V'hatov hu garua min hara. K'mo shenema tov kas mischok. What do you mean tov kas mischok? Tov kas, which you see it for what it is. There's nothing deceptive about it. There's nothing misleading about it. Again, Sitra Achra literally translates as Hatzad Ha'acher, the other side. But what it means is, in terms of Ra or Tumah, Ki al yedei hatov shel ha'sitra achra ha'odah mispata. When bad masquerades is good, when Ra masquerades is tov, so then a person can easily be persuaded, can easily be misled. V'chol echad nechlak l'shrayim, b'tavani v'chein b'ka'asani. By both of these, you each of them subdivides, each of these two types of Yetzirah subdivide, again, I think in the sense that it can either be open in terms of what it is and what it represents, or it can be camouflaged under a veneer of tov, by a veneer of tov. Tahainu b'kasani hu ra hu mirma. So ra again means the pure evil, in the sense that there's no facade of good. Masha en kein the mirma, again deceit. Deceit is when there's posturing to be something different than what actually is the case. Vohara, now the biur is elaborating. Vohara hu hara be'etzem, upivali v'shavim l'ra. The person doesn't again, he's not posturing. He's not trying to put up a facade of tov. Umirma, however, who should medabe tov, the person min hasafa lachutz, the person externally seems to be promoting good, but in reality, v'libo choshev lahora. That's what it means, a smooth talker, right? That basically, our idiom of smooth talker comes from that phrase in Tehillim. Dugmas hasfasayim shehein nechlokos. Meaning the lips can separate, right? So the lips separate in the sense that it's not piv v'libo shavim. There's no unity between piv v'libo. That a person is mouthing and saying one thing, but really he intends and he's thinking and he's plotting something else. And that's sort of represented metaphorically by the fact that the two lips obviously don't have to remain closed. The lips open, meaning there's a divert, which represents the divergence between piv v'libo. Kein nech like piv. V'zeh shenemar. That's what it means in Tehillim. Again, it's the pasuk in Tehillim which inspires our daily tefillah at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Netzor l'shon chamera osfasach midabe mimo. So when we talk about ra, so we attribute it to loshon, and when we talk about mirma, we attribute it to the svasayim. Why? Ki hara, again, there's no facade. There's no facade. Piv v'libo ke'echad l'ra. V'hu dugmas ha'loshon. Right? The tongue doesn't split. The tongue is one. There's no, it doesn't set, there are no two halves that separate, as is the case with the upper and lower lip. Piv v'libo ke'echad l'ra v'hu dugmas ha'loshon. L'chein k'siv l'shomcha me'ra. V'hamidah be'mirma. The person who speaks deceitfully, so what he's thinking inwardly, what he's plotting, is very different than the sweet talk that he engages in. Hu dugmas hasfasayim. So that's represented metaphorically by the lips. And again, with the fact that the upper and lower lips can separate. Circling back to our pasuk, that Torah saves us from both the ra of pivalibo shavim as well as the mirma. V'zehu lahatzilcha miderech ra, shehu ra b'foal upivalibo shavim lahara, ulachach ama miderech ra shadarku lahara tamid. The ra is associated with derech, meaning it's a consistent pattern. It's a consistent approach. There's no inconsistency in the sense of there being this divergence between piv v'libo. And then additionally, Torah will also save a person, me'ish medabe tapuchos. What does that mean? Hu ha-medame she-medabe ha-hepech libo. This is the person who postures, who feigns. And again, he speaks in a way which is very different than what he intends. On the one hand, Shadova Shalom in Mehu. No, outwardly he promotes harmony. But the truth is Rabil Vavo. V'lachein omakan medabe tapuchos, a person who's saying things that are inverted. Kihu medabe divre tapuchos v'yoetz etzos ra'os. Okay, so we'll stop here for the Mishleg. We'll resume at 11:30 with Avos. Okay, Avos, have a very good, productive morning. Everyone should be well, be safe. Be'ezus Hashem.